Hello everyone, I have an awesome video to share with everyone today, and it comes from the YouTube channel Shimshon. Shimshon currently has only 4 subscribers, and so I highly recommend you head over to his channel, subscribe, and show your support and gratitude. I'll have a link in the description. Shimshon has a serious tech background. He was a graduate of University of California, San Diego in the STEM program. Unlike the globe trolls who frequent our channels, Shimshon actually worked in the purported space program. He worked for a time at the Center for Astrophysics and Space Sciences at UCSD on the Electron Drift Instrument. He wrote most of the code to control the test harness to develop the instrument and refine its operation. This was allegedly launched on the space shuttle, but it more likely just found its way onto a satellite balloon, much like this one. Shimshon has continued to work in software development in both America and Israel in marine and space science labs, controlling hardware, recording, analyzing, presenting data, using complex algorithms written in C and forth. None of that really makes any sense to me, and I do have to take his word for it. Shimshon has been married for 30 years and has adult children. He also wanted to give a shout out to the Owen Benjamin Israeli Bears. Shimshon actually first came to the Flat Earth when he saw Owen Benjamin's analysis of my video, Our Flat Earth Journey, Romania, back in 2019. Owen, if you happen to watch this video, I just want to thank you again for helping so many people open their eyes to the truth of the Flat Earth. Anyways, after watching Our Flat Earth Journey, Shimshon decided that he wanted to see too far as well, but in his own way. Filming long distances has now become a hobby for him. That brings us to this particular footage that was taken on May 14th, 2023 in Israel. According to Shimshon, he had been preparing for years to capture that very footage. The current recognized world record long-distance ground-to-ground photograph from the Beyond Horizons website is this photo at a distance of 275 miles. It's an impressive record, but that world record pales in comparison to what Shimshon filmed, and this wasn't filmed from the top of a mountain, but only from about 133 feet. The observation comes from the Ashkelon National Park in Israel. According to Google Maps, the elevation at that location was 128 feet. Add 5 feet for the camera's tripod, and that gives us an observation height of about 133 feet. I have the coordinates listed here on the map. This was his camera and setup on that day. I don't know much about cameras, but Shimshon is using a full spectrum infrared camera here. According to Shimshon, this is better than the Nikon P1000 for long distance viewing, and it cost him less than $600. I hope at least 100 of you go out and get this setup. I certainly need one of these. Here's his equipment list for those who are interested. Pause the video if you need to. Much like this Canagu photograph that was taken in France from a distance of 163 miles that you can find on the Beyond Horizons website, Shimshon instead planned to capture the setting sun behind the Greek island of Crete. But the distance between Ashkelon National Park in Israel and the highest point in Crete was 616 miles. That's 453 miles further than that Canagu photograph. And the only way you're going to see that far is through a full spectrum infrared camera. Let's watch the footage. I'll leave a link to the unedited version in the description. There is some confusion on exactly what platform that is. Unlike many other countries, Israel seems to keep those things a little bit more hidden. And so you have some maps showing platforms much more north, while some showing the platforms much further south. The GPS coordinates are off as well. Shimshon didn't even know that the platform was going to be there when he planned this event. Although interesting, the platform and location doesn't affect the observation because we're relying on where the setting sun is and the angle to it. As you can see from this rough diagram, SunCalc placed the sun in direct line with Crete, but it gets better. So how can we confidently say that Shimshon actually filmed Crete 616 miles away? And those aren't some distant clouds. First, keep in mind that the whole event was carefully planned and executed, including a specific date and vantage point. This wasn't an accidental viewing. He used a high-zoom, full-spectrum camera to capture what very few people would be able to do, to capture the silhouette of Crete in front of the setting sun. Second, the silhouette in front of the sun certainly looks like pointing mountains in the distance, much like Kenegu, which further supports Shimshon's claim. What are the odds that at the exact time of his planned observation, clouds just happened to form at the same angle with the setting sun that appeared to look exactly like mountains? Possible, but not probable. But more importantly, the silhouette of the mountains in the actual video closely matches the same results from Google Earth. Here we have our pathway from the camera's location to the highest point of Crete. According to Google Earth on May 14th, 2023, this is what the sunset should have looked like on the same pathway. Keep in mind that Google Earth adds a phony curvature drop, which distorts the view of the mountains. Regardless, compare Google Earth sunset with the actual video. I have them here on top of each other. The silhouette of the mountains in Shimshon's video appears very similar to what Crete should have looked like from that angle. And the sunset angles match as well. Those two facts strongly support the claim that Shimshon did indeed film Crete. Let's get to the coup de grace of the globe. At an observation height of 133 feet and a distance of 616 miles, we get a target hidden height of 240,197 feet, or 45.5 miles. Here are the calculations in metric. For some perspective, a height of 45.5 miles would be enough to hide 88 of the Burj Khalifas stacked on top of each other. The highest point on Crete is Mount Ida at 8,058 feet, or 1.5 miles. That means the tallest point on Crete should have been 39 miles below the geometric globe horizon. The top of those points should be 39 miles below the curvature from the vantage point of Israel. Of course, the hired globe propagandists aren't going to give up their livelihood and surrender to the flat earth truth, but come on. Shimshon's video evidence here destroys the globe for the honest and reasonable person. There is simply no way that Crete should have been visible 616 miles away at a mere observation height of 133 feet. I don't care what imaginary pixie dust you throw at it in your ridiculous attempts to maintain your globe indoctrination. The globe illusion is dead here. Thank you for watching.